In our previous shiur, we began a discussion regarding the halacha of mitzvah kaim divrei hames. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, simen chayish mishpat, simen reish nun beis, sif beis, the Shulchan Aruch paskens mitzvah kaim divrei hames. The halacha is mitzvah kaim divrei hames, and the Shulchan Aruch says afilu bari, even if the person that made this request was healthy, I feel a bari should siva mace. He passed away. You have to fulfill his wishes. Who should not achshelish l'shem kach? So the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in paskening that we only apply the concept of mitzvah kaim divrei hames. On one hand, it could be even if the person who made this declaration was healthy when he made the declaration, the halacha mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames will apply, but it's only in a situation where he gave the money or whatever he wants to be given over to a shalish, to a third party. But if he did not give it to a third party, there's no din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Or even if he gave it to a third party, but he did not give it to that third party with his intention being that the third party should use it for the purpose of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, also there is no halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So to bring this issue all the way to what's relevant to our sugya, if Reuven sent with Levi money to give to Shimon, and before Levi could deliver the money to Shimon, he discovers that Shimon had passed away, he should give it back to Reuven. If Shimon died, when is that? If Shimon died while Reuven was alive, but let's say Reuven died before Shimon, so even though by the time Levi gets to Shimon, Shimon is also no longer here, still the money should be given to the Yorshim of Shimon, because the halacha is mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. And again, even if Shimon had made this even if Reuven, when he made this request, when he sent Levi, he was still alive, and not just live, but he's also well. There was a very big halachic issue many years ago. The Sadegar Rebbe, 2 years before he passed away, requested that the Rabbonim of the city of Bardichev come to see him, and he wanted to write a tzavah. And in that tzavah, he divided his assets amongst his yorshim, amongst his children. And at the end of the tzavah, he writes, "V'hini muchta betzitkas b'ni shlita." I'm certain my children are tzadikim. And they will certainly will follow my request. They certainly will follow my request, as is my wish. After he passed away, and again, I speak here of a story that happened more than 100 years ago. His children indeed agreed to follow their father's wishes, but they wanted to know if they're obligated to do so, if that's a din Torah, or they're doing it only lefnim mishuras hadin. The question was posed to many rabbonim: is this a situation of mitzvah kayim divrei hames? Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon and the Shaul Tshuvas Shoyl LeMeishiv Madura Tinyana Simen Ein Ches says that no, as we've been quoting in our shiurim, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't say mitzvah kaim divrei ameis in a situation where the assets are not in the hands of a third party. Clearly, in this situation, it wasn't in the hands of a third party, and we don't say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis. There's a very long tshuva in the Shaios HaTshuvos Ma'asham, Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Chof Dalad, about this entire shaila. And in Sif Vav of that tshuva, the Masham begins a discussion if the concept of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis is applicable here. And his first reaction is that we don't say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis when it wasn't Sholosh, when the items that we want to apply mitzvah kaim divrei ameis are not in the hands of a shalosh. Here they're not in the hands of a shalosh. However, the shach here in Simen Reish Mem Beis is not that clear that we have to have, under all circumstances, that the objects that are being discussed should be in the hands of a third party, and in order for us to say mitzvah kayim divrei hameis. He wants to say that where it's quite clear that this was the will of the individual who made this request, even though it's not in the hands of the shalosh, we still say mitzvah kaim divrei hameis. And what he's saying obviously makes a lot of sense. Because what's the reason for mitzvah kaim divrei hameis? Because this is what the mace wanted. So when we're quite certain that this is what the mace wanted, then there's no question. If it's quite certain this is what the mace wanted, so then the fact that the objects are in the hands of a shalosh or not in the hands of a shalosh should not make much of a difference. Obviously, this point that the Masham makes now has very, very serious halachic ramifications. We know that the Torah is very specific in regarding the Hilchos Yerusha. Who are Yarshim? Who are not Yarshim? How a Yerusha should be divided up? The question that comes up is, do we say Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Hameis? So let's say a person wrote a Tzavah, wrote a will. So if a person wants to have his assets divided up, not according to the Hilchos Yerusha of the Torah, what he ought to do is have his will written in a halachically acceptable manner. There are a number of ways. The obvious goal is that it should not be B'tayrus Yerusha, because we don't have the ability to change the Dina Yerusha of the Torah. The way it ought to be done is that it should be done in a way that it's a gift while he's still alive to the recipients. And like that, it won't be going against the Dina Yerusha. But the question is, do we apply the concept of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Hameis? Do we apply the concept of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Hameis versus the Dina Yerusha by saying that this is what the person wanted, because a mitzvah kayim divrei hameis? On one hand, I saw a tshuva from the divrei chayim. There's a tshuva from divrei chayim, a very, very powerful tshuva from the divrei chayim, in chelek aleph achoshe mispat, simen nun lamed ches, that a person was passing away. Person had boys and girls. As we know, Midin Torah, daughters don't inherit their father. And he just wrote a document that wasn't prepared properly halachically, that he wants all of his children should divide the assets equally. So he says, I read his words, have a negadas tarasenu akdosha. What he wrote was against what our Torah says. Vava masta mashkos b'Torah. It's considered that he's making a condition against what it says in the Torah. V'lo mahani shum gudas. So what the Divrei Chaim is saying very clearly, that even though what this person wants is very, it's very clear what were the desires of this person, it makes no difference what that it's clear that this is what this person wanted. The person can't want what he if what he wants goes against what the Torah says, we don't pay attention to it. It's considered master master kosher Torah, and there's certainly, according to Divrei Chaim, no concept here of mitzvah kaim divrei hames. I did see a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Michas Yitzchak, Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Samachay. He adds a new twist. He says somebody wrote a will, and the will was certified by secular court. So now the question is, what is the halachic status of that will? And he also includes, particularly, number one, because it was certified by the secular court, and as we learned and we discussed in previous shurim, there's a concept of dina de malchusa dina. And moreover, we have here the mitzvah kayim divrei hames. So he makes one point, that the question is only relevant if the will was certified in court. The fact that it was just written in the lawyer's office does not obligate us to have to say mitzvah kayim divrei hames. So he quotes an Aruch HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat Simen Samaches Sifhei that says that if there's a government rule that says that a document that was certified by the secular court is fully legally binding because dina de mechusa dina, we have to follow what it says. On the other hand, he says that the Aruch HaShulchan teaches us that we never say dina de mechusa dina when it goes against Jewish law. And here, this document is counter to Jewish law. It's against the Hilchos Yerusha. So he himself is asking that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be contradicting himself. On one hand, he's saying that a non-halachic will that was certified by secular court should be followed because of Dina the Mechus Dina. And at the very same time, the Aruch HaShulchan says we don't follow the concept of Dina the Mechus Dina when it goes counter to the din of the Torah. So the answer perhaps is that there's one missing element, and that's the element of our shir, of mitzvah kaim divrei hames. And because we're learning now that mitzvah kaim divrei hames also, as the Marsham says, is a factor, so it could well be that if somebody didn't have a will, or he had a will, but it wasn't certified by the secular court, then you can't write a will, as the Divrei Chaim says, against what it says in our Torah. But where the will was certified by the court, so we have some level of Dina de Mechusa Dina, coupled with this is a situation of Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis, this is what he wanted, and he went to the bother of having it even certified by court, we're going to say Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. Another situation that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, if we apply the concept of mitzvah l'chaim divrei hames, is a situation where there was somebody who wrote checks for tzedakah, And before those checks were cashed, he passed away. And the question is, what is the obligation of the Yorshim regarding those checks? So I saw that Rav Vozner Zatzal, the Shas Tshuvas Shevet Alevi, Chelik Yud, Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, discusses the Shailah, as does the Cheshukei Chemed in our Sugya. So the Shevet Alevi says, certainly any check that has a date on the check that's prior to the death of the person. So even though as soon as the person dies, his bank account gets frozen and the bank won't give any money, that's clearly considered a choiv that he took upon himself that the Yorshim must fulfill. The question is that there were some checks that were post-dated. And the question is there an obligation in this situation of mitzvah kayim divrei hames? The Rama in the Tshuvas in Simen Mem Zayin says, Hanoidir umeis, if somebody made a neder and then he passed away, mechuyovim hayorshim kayim nedroi, the Yorshim have to fulfill his neder. That's the opinion, I'm sorry, of the Afkus Roichel. The Rama disagrees. The Rama says that Yorshim aren't obligated to fulfill their father's neder, and that Rama in the Tshuvas, which is in Simen Mem Ches, is quoted in Chayshim Mishpat in the Rama, Simen Reish Nun Beis Sif Beis, that says Misha Nodda Nishba Nodda L'Kayim, Misha Nishba Nodda Litel L'Ploini Kach V'Kach. Somebody made a neder to give somebody this much, Umeis, and he passes away. V'Loi Nosan Yorshim Peturim V'Em B'Zeh Misha Mitzvah L'Kayim Devrei Ames. There's no mitzvah kaim devrei ames. And the Tzois explains the machloikus that the Beis Yosef's opinion is that somebody who makes a nedel tzedakah is accepting upon himself a shibud nechasim, and therefore, just like we explained a moment ago, that certainly the checks that were dated prior to his death, he's obligated to fulfill. These checks are the same. The Rama says that another, the Rama's opinion says the Tzois does not, that another tzedakah does not affect Shiba Nechasim. So the Cheshukei Chemed, and so too is the opinion of Rav Vozner, quotes that he asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yoshev, and Rabbi Yoshev said that the Yoshev certainly should fulfill what their father said because of Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames. He makes a very interesting point, however. He says, let's say you'll have Yorshim. Some of them are Gedolim, and some of them are Ketanim. So in our previous year, we discussed that the din of Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames is only on Gedolim, because Gedolim have a mitzvah. Mitzvahs apply to Gedolim. Mitzvahs don't apply to Ketanim. So the question is, do we say Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames? So he says, if they're a Yorshim or a Gedolim or Ketanim, so Ketanim are Yorshim, as well as Gedolim, will have to divide the obligation amongst the Gedolim and Ketanim proportionally, and only the portion that were yarshin by the Gedolim will have a Dira Mitzvah Kayim Divrei Ames, not the portion that was yarshin by the Ketanim.